Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading today a fantastic verse from the 7th canto, chapter 15, text 45. Because we have a little time, I will immediately go to the full line. Yavanrikaya latamatma vasho pakalpam.
Yavanrikaya latamatma vasho pakalpam.
Date garishta charana chanaya nishatam.
Date garishta charana chanaya nishatam.
Yana simachuta balo dad ashtashatru.
Yana simachuta balo dad ashtashatru.
Vananda tushta upashanta idam vijayat.
Vananda tushta upashanta idam vijayat.
Yavanrikaya ratamatma vashopakalpam.
Yavanrikaya ratamatma vashopakalpam.
Date garishta charana chanaya nishatam.
Date garishta charana chanaya nishatam.
Yana sim achyuta balo dadat ashta chatru.
Yana
sim achyuta balo dadat ashta chatru. Swananda tushta upashanta idam vijayat.
Swananda tushta upashanta idam vijayat.
Yes. Yavanrikaya ratamatma vashopakalpam. Date garishta charana chanaya nishatam. Yana simachyuta balo dadadasta shatru. Svananda tushta upashanta idam vijaya. Thank you. I will read now the translation. Please listen very attentively because it is a very deep verse, and it's a little bit difficult to understand because it has so many points. So please concentrate. As long as one has to accept a material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, well, we have a material body, it's not under our full control. One must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss. And then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. Well, mainly three points are raised in this verse. The first point is, as long as we have a material body, which is not under our control, we must have protection by a spiritual master. And then, and the predecessors. In other words, we must have parampara, a line of teachers, because by their mercy, we can sharpen the sword of knowledge. How do we say in French language word, please? Aiguise, yes. Epe. Sabon, yes, sabon. Sabon is right. Sabon, yes. The sword of knowledge, when it is not sharp, when it is like this, cannot do anything. Must be sharp. And the parampara, the line of teachers, help us to make the knowledge alive. Because we need the shabha, sabra, the sabra. We need the sabra to cut this knot of ego in the heart. Then the devotee can be in his own transcendental bliss and resume his spiritual identity. So listen what Prabhupada says. It's a very wonderful purport. We will do half of it today, or one third of it today, the other third tomorrow, and then last third. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, those of you who know the verse, please say with me, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaktva deham puna janma naeti mam neti sarjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the highest perfection of life, and the human body is meant for this purpose. So nice to be reminded, the highest perfection is to attain Krishna's eternal kingdom in our spiritual body. That's perfection. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nideham atyam sulabham sudulabham plavam sukalpam guruka nadharam mayanukulena nabasvateritam puman bhavabdhidim nataret saatma. This human form of body is a most valuable boat, and the spiritual master is the captain, Guru Kanadharam, to guide the boat in plying across the ocean of nations. The instruction of Krishna is a favorable breeze. One must use all these facilities to cross over the ocean of nations. Since the spiritual master is the captain, one must serve the spiritual master very sincerely, so that by his mercy one will be able to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. A significant word here is Achyuta Bala. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. One must first please the spiritual master, then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nations. If one seriously desires to return home, back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong enough by pleasing the spiritual master. For thus one gets the sabra, the weapon, with which to conquer the enemy, and one also gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of jnana is insufficient, not enough to just get knowledge. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general warfare, one must take help from his chariot and horses in order to conquer his enemies. And after conquering his enemies, he may give up the chariot and its paraphernalia. Similarly, as long as one has a human body, one should fully use it to obtain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. Wonderful. Really wonderful. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nikti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Askachyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of us have good advantages, good points, things which help us, and also all of us have obstacles or enemies which reside in the heart. So in this verse, spiritual life is compared with a battle where we use our strengths to conquer our weaknesses. In this battle, all of us have a chariot. This is our chariot. The legs are our wheels. And we have enemies there. Enemies which control us are lust, greed, anger, illusion, enviousness, madness. These are our enemies. They stand on the battlefield and they want us, they want to defeat us. They are servants of Maya and they want to keep us in this material world. When we want to go eagerly back home, back to Godhead, we have to know how to cross this field. May I ask you a question? Do you sometimes think of going back home, back to Godhead? Is this an issue for you, or do you think of potatoes and roses? No, I'm asking seriously. How often do you think about this project? Do you think daily about it? Or do you think once a month about it? Do you think maybe often, like every hour about it? How often do you think about it? It's a good question, isn't it? Please forgive me to ask you always these questions, but I have to ask you these questions. How often do we think about going to Krishna and dancing with him in the eternal kingdom of God, offering him fruits, fanning his body when he has drops of perspiration on his forehead? Or do we mostly think about this desire and that desire and that problem and so on? No, ask yourself the question. I'm serious. If you are eager to go back to Godhead, it means if this is a subject in your life, you will have to ask yourself a question, how will I do this? How will my journey be successful? No? You have to ask this question. And then you have to look for help. In this verse, help is given. It's a beautiful verse. And I can already promise you tomorrow some attraction. But what we have heard so far is that we really need a sabre. Do I say it correctly? Almost, yes. How do we say it with a French? Sabre. Yes. No, I will learn. Sabre. We need a sabre. Very important. Because there are some enemies on the way. And we have to conquer them. We are here in our chariot, the body. And there will be lust will jump in our face. Greed will jump in our face. Illusion will jump in our face. So many unexpected things will come in this journey. And therefore we need knowledge, but it's not theoretical knowledge. Just some mechanical knowledge. Oh, I've heard this. No. This is life knowledge. When I was a child, I learned to fight with a sabre. Oh. It was tough. My teacher was very strong with me, and he one time, because I always fought very, I thought of playing, I thought of Mickey Mouse, I thought of the things little boys talk about, and then my teacher said, you're not going to learn like this. And then he attacked me and he almost broke my bones. I was lying on the ground and said, what did you do? And he said, I taught you how to fight. You have to be concentrated. You can't think of Mickey Mouse if you want to use the sabre. And then I understood it. Next time when we fought, he was on the ground because I had understood. Full concentration is necessary. you have to use everything you have for this. It is not easy. It is not at all easy. You have to be alive. Full concentration is used. And you need strength. Now this strength, as it is, Prabhupada says, is Achyuta Bala. Achyuta means the unfailable Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Bala means strength. How do we say strength in French?
Force.
Force, yes, force. So in grand force, we need. And this force needs to be given to us by the Lord. It's not by our own force, our own strength, where we can be victorious over Maya. Forget it. We are too weak. We need strength from there. And the source of Bala is Balaram. Strength and Ram means pleasure. It's a enthusiastic force. It's a pleasurable force. It's un grand plaisir from Balaram. Balaram, Ram, plaisir. A pleasure. This is what we need. To conquer the inner ignorance, which is composed, this inner darkness of all these enemies. So today, I would like to tell you how Lord Balaram helps. When Lord Balaram appeared, he took care of this inner ignorance, which was demonstrated or represented by one demon called Denukasura. Denukasura represents the mode of ignorance. An ignorance of the soul, so that you don't know what is your real interest and become foolish. In his previous life, Denukasura was a warrior called Sahasik. He had fought for the Devatas, and after that he went on a tour and he met a beautiful girl called Tilottama. Tilottama is the best of the Apsaras, the most beautiful woman in the universe. And he met her, and apparently there was an enemy in his heart, lust, and he decided to enjoy with Tilottama. Now the problem was that he did this right before the cave or the place where a great yogi meditated. His name was Duvashamuni. And anyone who hears the name Duvashamuni knows trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble is soon coming. While they were enjoying, the foot of Tilottama, which was decorated with anchor bells, it made always this noise. I can make this noise for you. It made this sound. And Dovasha was just absorbed totally in his meditation on his Lord. And while he was meditating, I think he's a Shiva Bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he always hears this. Now it's in the mountains, and he thinks, who is here? And he is violently pulled out of his meditation, and he looks, and right before his eyes, he sees Sahasik in Tilottama. And he says, you don't know that you are an eternal spiritual soul. You are covered with a lot of ignorance. Become a donkey in your next life. Donkey. In the Yugoslavian language you say magarac. Magarac. Or osna. Magarac. Donkey. Yeah. Donkey. You know donkey. So sahasik says, no, please, please, please forgive me. So Denuka, Duvasha sees that he really feels sorry, and he says, I cannot take back the curse. Once a curse is spoken, it has to take effect, unfortunately. But I bless you. I bless you. I see that you feel sorry. I see that you don't, that this is not what you really want, this sense clarification. You will meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram. Sahasik, Sahasik. You will meet him in your life as a donkey, and he will liberate you from this curse. Now go, 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 go. And Sahasik falls down to planet Earth. Yes, and he takes on the body of Denukasura. We all have this Denukasura in our heart, this ignorance. It's called avidya in Sanskrit. It is like an inner darkness spreading around our heart and covering the soul in a very, very serious way. And in order to get rid of this particular influence, this Denukasura influence, Bhaktivinoda Thakur reveals a sweet secret. He says, for other anathas, other unwanted things, you go to Krishna and pray for his mercy. But for this particular anatta of ignorance, the inner darkness, you must go to Balaram, exactly. And you must pray to Lord Balaram and also Nitananda. And then you can get from Lord Balaram and Nityananda the Shakti, the energy, to use your knowledge. My dear devotees, each one of you, each one knows so much, you have heard so many lectures, you have read so much in Prabhupada's books. You are walking in encyclopedias of spiritual knowledge. But what we now need is spiritual strength so that we can use this knowledge. Knowledge alone is not sufficient. In Germany, there is a cartoon about Hagar the Terrible. Hagar the Terrible is a Viking, very strong warrior. And Hagar is very fat. So So he walks by a cake with slagom, how do you say it? Cream. And he knows when he eats this cake, he's more fat. So he passes, he knows, I shouldn't eat this. It's not good for my kidney and for my stomach. And he passes the cake with cream. And while he passes, he says, Hagar, who is stronger, the cake or you? Of course you. So he passes it. And then he comes back, U-turn. And he passes it again. Hagar, this is very weak. You know, you are very strong. And then he again makes a U-turn. Passes the cake again. And says, ha! And eats it. Because his knowledge alone, what is healthy for him, was not enough. He was missing an inner strength by which he could conquer his attachment to the cake. Are we not in the same situation? We know so much, but we miss the inner strength to use it. Isn't it human? You have noticed this? You know I shouldn't do this. It's not good for me. Every one of us knows. You know, if I take this road, I will end up in misery. You know, I should not now quarrel with this person. I mean, I'm here in New Mayapur. Why do I behave like a young devotee? You know, we know all these. But still, the ripus, it's called the inner enemies. They seem to almost force us to do what we hate. Hare Krishna. We do, how strange are we? We do what we hate. Hare Krishna, boys. We do what we hate. We do what is not good for us. We are like this. Because we need bala. We need strength. So we will see in the Leela now how Balaram is dealing with this Denukasura, this covering of our spiritual identity. It is a very, very nice. Now it's 9:15. The problem is we sing so much in the morning. This is not a problem. This is a good thing. But then time. What to do? Let me start the Leela in 5 minutes, and then, you know, when Krishna and Balaram turned 6 years of age, then something beautiful happened with them. First of all, the marks on their lotus feet became stronger. Now, when Krishna turned and Balaram turned 6, wherever they would walk over the dust of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis could see in the dust the footprints of Krishna and Balaram. And they had these extraordinary marks, you know, like flashes and spears and a fish. Wonderful marks. Let's see. Ah, Krishna Balaram went here, they said, and they took the dust respectfully on their foreheads. Another thing happened. I think I told it somewhere, maybe in Germany. Up to the 5th year, Krishna Balaram had herded only the calves because the calves stayed around the house. But when they turned 6 years of age, they were given the cows. That meant they had to go into the fields with the cows and take care of them. So one day, when they were herding the cows near Govardhan, a wonderful breeze came with a very, very sweet fragrance of tala fruits. And they smelled these tala fruits. All the boys smelled these tala fruits. Yesterday, devotees from Persia came. Bonjour! We are almost finished. Devotees from Persia came, and you must know Persia is the land of dates. And the land of governmental something. Let us only speak about the good things, the dates. The land of dates. And the dates, you can visit me in my room, in the mud house. Oh, they are so good. My God, are they good. Tala fruits even are better than dates. They have a fragrance like roses, but really wonderful. So the sakas, the friends of Krishna, smelled this, and they wanted Krishna and Balaram to eat these fruits. But they thought, if we say, Krishna and Balaram, let's eat the fruits of the Tala forest, Krishna and Balaram would most probably say, no need, no need. We have our lunch packet. It is made by Yashoda and Rohini. No need, no need. We are complete. Because Krishna is only interested in the loving offering of his devotees. So he doesn't want fruits in particular and so on. It must be offered by his devotees. Krishna eats the love of his devotees. So the Sakas thought, how can Krishna and Balaram eat these wonderful tala fruits? And then they got an idea. They said, we want the tala fruits. And they said, Krishna Balaram, we want the tala fruits, tala fruits, tala fruits. And Krishna Balaram said, good, let's go. We will eat the tala fruits. Now there was a terrible problem. These tala fruits were guarded by Denukasura. And you know, material ignorance always doesn't want that others enjoy. So anyone who would come into this tala fruit van would be killed by Denukasura. Around this forest there were bones and skulls from the people who had tried to eat the fruits and who were killed by Denukasura. So tomorrow we will hear what happened when Krishna and Balaram entered the magical forest of the demon Denukasura, the man-eating demon, who represents the ignorance which is there in our heart. It will be a confrontation like you have never heard it before. I'm pretty sure you have not heard it before, because I will talk tomorrow from the Brahma Vaivata Purana. Hare Krishna. But let us resume. Let us come back. My dear devotees, we have Venukasura in our heart, that ignorance which keeps us from giving enjoyment to Krishna and Balaram. We have that in our heart. It's a problem. We have the magic in our heart, the black magic of Venukasura, that ignorance. It has totally captured us. And tomorrow we need to hear of the confrontation. It will be very wild. Sleep well today so that you can survive tomorrow. That is very necessary. I think I walked with Giri Govardhan Prabhu through this area there, and we saw a tala tree, a huge tala tree. I'm very sure we went on Brajmanda Parigram through that area. And I have personal experience together with Giri Govardhan Prabhu how the tala trees look. I have personal experience. I will want to tell you tomorrow, because I feel tomorrow is maybe the most important lecture, because you will actually learn what you can do against the ignorance in your own heart, the Venukasura. Most probably you will be self-realized souls, and you will take on your Siddha Deha, your constitutional position, and go back to God. That's our project. So we will end here. We will see, is there one question, and then we will. Yes, Krish. I remember you, but please help me. I think your name starts with Krishna, isn't it? Krishna Rupini, maybe? Oh, so good. That's a good name. Krishna Kirtan. Please ask your question, Krishna Kirtan. I have not yet started. Tomorrow I start. Yes. Oh, I'm very glad that you tell me. Rupa Goswami once wrote a verse about Krishna, where he compared him with a black monsoon cloud which showers sweetness in all the eight directions. Eight directions means north, northeast, east, south, east, south, eight directions. Rupa Goswami was particularly requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help that the beauty of Krishna and his qualities are reaching the heart of the conditioned soul. He helped that the monsoon cloud of Krishna was inundating the planet Earth by his wonderful poetry and his work Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is a book where you can learn all about Krishna and his qualities. In this book, he wrote about four particular qualities of Krishna, which no other incarnation of God has. And in this way he helped us to relish the monsoon cloud, Ganashyam, and in a way that our bhakti can grow. My recommendation on this disappearance day is that you do make it a point to get your nectar de devotion out and start reading it again. I used to read every year one time the Nectar of Devotion, because this book from all the other contributions of the Goswamis is most important for the devotees. And Prabhupada in his early days made a point to translate this. It was one very, very first book, because here we hear about Krishna and how to obtain him. It's all about that. Rupa Goswami was very close with Sanatana Goswami, his older brother, and once he desired to have Sangha with Sanatana Goswami, and he invited him. He was staying at that time in Tirkadamba, and Sanatana Goswami was about half an hour's walk away in Pavan Sarovar. So Rupa Goswami invited him, but he was so poor, he could not really offer him a nice breakfast, a nice noon meal. So he actually wanted very much to serve his brother something. And now in the morning, he was thinking, I have nothing here. My brother is coming. He is like my guru. What can I give him? As he was praying, he saw all of a sudden a beautiful girl with a basket full of, there was milk in it, in a container. There was sweet, there was cardamom, there were rice, everything. He said, here, Baba, you take. And he looked in the basket, and he was amazed. From where are you coming? Where is your village, Lali? Lali means in Vrindavan, you address the little girls who are like this, Lali, Lali, very affectionate. Where's your village, Lali? Oh, Baba, I come from Vasana. And he just looked at the lali, at the girl. He had tears in his eyes, and he couldn't stop looking at this girl, little girl. And the lali said, Baba, Baba, cook, cook, cook. Time is also there. Cook. So finally the girl said, you are very unpractical. And she went to the fireplace. Most probably it was a fireplace like you can see in Gopaswami's beautiful Vrindavan. It's just a hole. A hole is there, and then some metal piece so that the pot can go, and then the wood is put there. And she put some cow dung and cooked. Sanatana Goswami and she put the plate here, unpractical Baba, for you, and went away. When Sanatana Goswami came to Tirkadamba, he sees his brother. Brother, he was so beautiful. Who was beautiful? And Rupa Goswami described the features of the girl, her curly hair, little curly here, a musk dot here, a lotus eye. And said, the girl came and cooked here, eat. And they both were eating. When they were eating, they felt so ecstatic. And they cried and they rolled on the floor. Then Sanatana Goswami went like, who was this girl? From which village? He said, Vasana. Oh, Bhai. Bhai means brother. Oh, Bhai, great aparat. You've done so much aparat. Bhai? This was Radhe. Very Radhe. We are meant to serve Radharani. We are not meant to take service. Oh, great mistake. Let me eat some more. Rupa Goswami. Oh, it was Radharani. He came and I did not recognize her. So this place, Teh Kadamba, is still there. It is about 20 minutes foot walk from Nandagaon, Nandagram, and it is beautifully kept, nice trees, nice lake, nice everything. And in the months of November, we will have a Japa Kirtan retreat there. We will be in Vasana, but most of the teachings and the practice of Japa Kirtan is done in Teh Kadamba. And even to this day, all of a sudden, there is a pot of sweet rice there. Even to this day, we have ate last year pot of sweet rice. Radharani is still supplying sweet rice in Teh Kadamba, even to this day. Come, 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 if possible. Take your chariot, the body, and come. Good. I would like to start the Leela, but it's practically not possible, and the whole day will be very difficult to live. You need to take your prasadam now. I hope it's sweet rice. And tomorrow we will continue. Make sure you're there for tomorrow. You will learn many important things tomorrow. Thank you very much. And one word, I so much love to be here. Gopaswami has given me this mud hut and I feel all my dreams are fulfilled. I don't want to go anywhere any longer. It's so good, you know. Very good. It's even warm. Really, it's warm. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Have a wonderful day. And see you throughout the day. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Gaur Prema Nandi, Hari Hari Gaur.